Praise the Lord. Message 112. The title of the message is a prayer, part 4. Let's open our Bible to the book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 3, and let us read verse 1 to verse 5. Finally, brothers, pray for us that the message of the Lord may spread rapidly and be honored, just as it was with you, and pray that we may be delivered from wicked and evil men, for not everyone has faith. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. We have confidence in the Lord that you are doing and will continue to do the things we command. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Bless this time, O Lord. Bless the message and the purpose of sending the message to teach us how to pray and to make our prayer more effective. Let be, Lord, fulfilled in the life of your church and in the life of each and every worker and ministry. Anoint my lips and arrange the message in the way that you want it, Lord, to be. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Paul encouraged the church in Thessalonica to pray for him and to pray also for the work of God to grow and to prosper. And from what we have read, he asked the church to pray. And the prayer of the church and our prayer can do a great things in our life. Paul, he asked him to pray that the message will be rapidly spread, that God's word and God's message will be rapidly spread. Prayer can activate and initiate a rapid evangelism. God, through our prayer, through the prayer of the church, can and will open new doors for the church and to us to evangelize and to reach new people in new areas, in new nation, in new country, in new languages with the gospel of Jesus. Paul told the church, pray for us that the message of the Lord may spread rapidly. There will be more active evangelism as we continue to pray. If we give more time in prayer and fasting and asking the Lord that the message will be spread rapidly, the Lord will open doors for us. Not only for the rapid spread of God's message. He asked that the message of the Lord shall be honored. When he say, pray for us that the message of the Lord may spread rapidly and be honored, just as it was with you. Prayer not only opens new doors for evangelism, but as well as will lead us to people whom their heart receptive and willing to accept and to honor and to respect the word of God and the message that the Lord is sending to them. Many times we evangelize, but we found not the right people. We give the message, but they are not responding. But from now on, let's pray that the Lord will open doors for us and the people whom He will send us, they will honor the word of the Lord and respect it, and we can see fruit in their lives. Prayer can filter to us the fields that are unfruitful and take them away, and prayer can direct us to a fruitful areas and people who will respond rapidly to the word of God, and they will honor the word of God in their life. What the prayer can do more, in verse 2, he say, and pray that we may be delivered from the wicked and evil men, for not everyone has faith. Prayer is very powerful too to protect and shield those who are serving the Lord and deliver them from all the evil schemes of the devil that he may use to hinder the work of God. We need to pray for our protection. We need to pray for our deliverance from the schemes of the devil and the evil one, because the one who is opposing the work of God is devil, and devil may put obstacles to hinder us. So we need to pray for our protection. Also, we pray for the protection of our co-workers in the Lord. Those who serve the Lord with us, our co-workers, we need to pray for them that they will be protected from all the work of devil in their life, from the scheme of the evil one. What else prayer can do? In verse 3, Paul said, but the Lord is faithful, and He will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. Prayer will give strength and the strength is very important factor in the service of the Lord. Many times the attack of the devil is manifested in our life as weaknesses to achieve God's will and work. You wake up in the morning and you are very tired. Actually, it is not a physical tiredness, but it is a discouragement from inside. It is the attack of the devil. Many times the devil will try to attack us and persecute us by sending to us bad news, threats, and intimidations to make us afraid. When we are afraid, we are discouraged and we are not much willing and have desire to do the work of God. The threat of Satan will make you feel weak or sickly, and that might be a reason to hinder or stop the work of God. So prayer is very important. What he said to them, but the Lord is faithful, and He will strengthen you and protect you. Here it seems that Paul also was praying for them. He is asking them to pray for him, but he is also is praying for the church, and he is assured that his prayer will be fruitful in their life. He is assured that the Lord will give them strength and will give them protection. Prayer is very important for every worker who is engaged in God's service, because the prayer increases the faith of the worker, and that will help each and every worker to combat fear. And when fear is gone, then discouragement is no more. Then our co-workers will find themselves have the strength and the courage to continue to do the work of God. Sometimes when there are trials in the life of the people of God, it could be the attack of devil. He may attack them, or he may attack us through sicknesses, bad news, people oppose, just to stop the work of God. Yes, we know that the battle is in the mind of us. Sometimes, just to think about what is going on, it may lead to the discouragement and unwillingness to continue to do the work. Sometimes, because of what we hear or because of the attack of evil one and the trials, there will be severe discouragement and unwillingness to continue. Sometimes we think it is unworthy to continue or will be no fruit. That is all the work of devil, and you feel weak. But as we pray, faith will increase, we get encouraged, and then we will have strength to combat these trials and the evil one. Paul, he said also, as a fruit of his prayer, he was also praying for the church. We have confidence in the Lord that you are doing and will continue to do the things we command. You know, he have the confidence that as he is praying, that the church will continue to do God's work and God's will and follow the instruction. In the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, Paul was praying to the church. Paul and his people, the people who are with him, they were praying to the church in Thessalonica. In verse 11 and 12, we can read about the prayer of Paul to the church. With this in mind, we constantly pray for you that our God may count you worthy of his calling, and that by his power he may fulfill every good purpose of yours and every act prompted by your faith. We pray this so that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Paul was praying to the church, and as he was praying, his faith increased, and he had the assurance and the confidence that the Lord, not that he will, that God had already answered all his prayer for the church, and he is telling them, we have the confidence that you will continue to do the things we command. Whatever we have taught you, you will continue to do it. In verse 5, book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 5, may the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. Prayer have a great help and impact on the work of God to continue. Our prayer will prompt our co-workers to be filled with God's love and to be filled with Christ's love, to persevere in times of trials and hardship, to continue to do God's work and God's service. It is easy to serve God when everything is available and there's no problem. But when there are trials and troubles and needs raised up, then God's service will be more difficult to be achieved. And here is the real need for prayer. Prayer is so important so that the work of God will continue, our workers will persevere and stand firm during hardship and trials. We learn much from prayer. The places that we cannot reach, our prayer can bring changes. God will do the work, but God wants His people to pray. God wants His church to pray. The circumstances that we cannot change, people we cannot handle, God can do that for us. And He wants us to pray. In the book of Colossians, there is another example of a prayer as a great part of the work of God in the life of His church. While Paul was in a prison, the leader of the church in Colossians went to meet him to report to him, to report to Paul the incorrect teaching and the traditional or the ritual ways of life that some of the church member in Colossae are adopting in their life. Who was the leader? His name is Epaphras. He went to Paul to ask him help and advice and prayer so that he will be help in leading the church. Paul received him. He understand this, the story and what was going on. And Paul gave the advice to Epaphras, and he sent him to the church with a teaching letter and also recommendation to recommend to them the hard work of their leader, Epaphras. Let us read Book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 9 to verse 12. And here we find the importance of prayer. Paul here wrote to the Colossian church, "For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have a great endurance and patience, and joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light." Paul prayed for the church. Paul and the people with him, they pray to the church. They pray for the church. After they hear the false teaching and the wrong practices and the tradition and the ritual way of life, they were adopting false teaching, some of the members. They were adopting ritual things as way of holiness. Paul corrected them in his letter, but he prayed and he informed them and he told them what he is praying for them. In the part that we have read, and that was Paul's prayer, we can notice and we can observe the following points about prayer and what a prayer can do and how we need to pray when we hear such things in our churches, in our congregation. When we hear such things, how we need to pray. Paul say in verse 9, we have not stopped praying for you. We need to continue pray until there'll be fruit and evidence of correction in the people's life. Such kind of people, then when we hear about them and what they are doing, we should never stop praying for them until they are corrected. We send the word of God, we send the instruction and the teaching, and we continue to pray. And we tell them we are praying for you. When they pray and ask God to fill them with the knowledge of God's will. Praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Many people, they continue to do wrong because they are unaware of God's will in their lives. Those who practice their own will, they have their own understanding. We need to continue to pray for them that God will make His ways and His will clear to them. We need to pray that God shall fill those people with His spiritual wisdom and understanding, because such kind of people, they are adopting earthly, fleshly, or devilish wisdom from the devil, but not the wisdom of God. So we need to pray that the Lord will fill them with His knowledge, His will, through all the spiritual wisdom and understanding. Our prayer will replace the earthly wisdom, will replace the wisdom of the flesh and the wisdom of the devil in their life with the heavenly and spiritual wisdom from the Lord. In verse 10, Paul is telling them, and we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way. A prayer of Paul to the church, and he informed them about his prayer that they will live a life worthy of the Lord's calling to them, to live a life to please the Lord in every way. The people need our prayer before they will find out what pleases the Lord. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 5 and verse 10, say, and find out what pleases the Lord. Before the people, they will find out what pleases the Lord. As Paul, he say here, and we pray that you will live a life worthy of the Lord and may you please Him in every way. Before there is that standard to please the Lord in every way and to find out what pleases the Lord, they need much of our prayer. We need to pray for such kind of people. And we will continue to pray until they will start to live a life worthy of God's calling for them. Through our prayer, God will work in their life to achieve the following things. In verse 10, he say, and we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. In verse 11, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have a great endurance and patience and joyfully giving thanks to the Father. Now, our prayer will bring fruit in the life of those people. What are the fruit that we can see what are the fruit of our prayer in the life of the people. First, there start to be fruit in every good work, to get involved in serving the Lord and doing His work and His will. Second, a growing in the knowledge of God. The people whom we are praying, they will go deep into His word and understand from the scripture the will of God, the sound teaching. They will understand the Trinity, who Jesus is. They will understand what is holiness according to God's word. Our prayer will make the knowledge of God burn in them, so they will start to understand and follow the scripture in the correct way. Third, the effect of our prayer, that they will be strengthened and they will have a great endurance and patience to stand firm in faith and not compromise while facing hardship or troubles. When people, they face a trial and troubles, they may be shaken and they may adopt false teaching to escape the trials. They try not to pass through the cross. They try to bypass it and doing their own will in order to avoid pain and trial. But that is not the right way for them. We can speak to correct them, but with our speaking, we need to pray and fast for them to be strengthened and to have patience and endurance to pass through hardship without compromising, that they will stand firm in faith. And the other fruit of our prayer into the life of the people, they will give joyfully thanks to God who called them and qualified them to be part of His kingdom among the saints. And that's what Paul is saying, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious master, that you may have a great endurance and patience and joyfully giving thanks to the Father. People start to give thanks as we continue to pray for them, as they stand firm, as they have endurance, as they can see deliverance, and they can see that they are growing, and they can see the clearly the work of God in their life. As they can see that their life has been changed, they start to give thanks to God, to what He has done and what He is doing in their life. Paul, as he wrote this letter to the church in Colossae, and he sent it with their leader, Epaphras, he mentioned in chapter 4, verse 12, he mentioned to them the work of their leader, Epaphras, and what he is doing good to them and good to the work of God. Let's read book of Colossians 4, 12. Paul wrote to them, "Epaphras, who is one of you and a servant of Christ Jesus, sends greetings. He is always wrestling in a prayer for you, that you may stand firm in all the will of God, mature and fully assured." What Paul mentioned here, that Epaphras, their brother and leader, was praying for them, and from his prayer, from the prayer of Epaphras, we can grasp the following points that we can apply in our lives of a prayer, praying for others. What he was praying and what are the things that we learn? Wrestling for them, always in a prayer. We need to shed earnest and sincere prayer for the people before they are corrected and strengthened by God. What he was praying for them, and what we need to pray, praying for the people to stand firm and not compromise. What he was praying for them, he was praying for them to be mature and resting assured with God's word and his promises, that they will fully trust God, that as they will obey him and his word, he will fulfill to them all what he had promised to them, that you may stand firm in all the will of God. They will fully obey God and they will fully follow the will of God because they have the confidence that the Lord will provide all their needs. Epaphras, he was struggling for them in prayer. We need to do the same. Let's pray now. Lord, we thank you for this message, your word, that teach us much about prayer. Lord, teach us, O God, how to pray and how to apply your word in the life of our prayer. O God, give us wisdom. Give me wisdom and to all our workers how to pray for the people. Give us, Lord, faith. Give us understanding. Encourage us that all our prayer you will answer. Lord, we pray for more doors for your word to be preached. And we pray, O God, that your word, your message will be honored among those people that you will lead us to reach. In the name of Jesus, we do pray, O God, for all the workers, strengthen them, encourage them, let be perseverance, encouragement in their life, especially those, Lord, who have trial or hardship or difficulties. You help them, O God. You watch over them, provide for their needs. In the name of Jesus, we come against all work of devil. We break it right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, you help your people. You help your all our workers, our co-workers who are serving you with us. Lord, especially those engaged in teaching, evangelism, reaching in new areas with the gospel. Lord, you watch over them. Give them the spirit of perseverance to finish the task that you entrust to them in the name of Jesus. And we pray, O Lord, for those who are traditional rituals, who are still not aware of your will. I pray in the name of Jesus, you pour out your spirit in them, O Lord, that give them your knowledge, the knowledge of your will, through all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that they may live a life worthy of you and how you are and how you had called them to serve you and to live their life unto you, Lord. Lord, give us a spirit of perseverance to wrestle in a prayer for them, trusting you, O God, that you will answer us, and you had answered us, Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus, give us more faith and confidence in you, that all our prayers you had heard and you had answered. O God, let the message be a blessing to others. Use it for your glory. Take the message and spread it by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hands be with us, and keep us from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, in Jesus' name. Amen and Amen.